Welcome to Weekly Reflections. My name is Brandon. I'm here with Madison and Corey. Reflections for Wednesday, April the 9th. Brothers and our defects. We recovered alcoholics are not so much brothers in virtue as we are brothers in our defects and in our common striving to overcome them. From As Bill Sees It, page 167. The identification of one alcoholic has with another is mysterious, spiritual, almost incomprehensible. But it is there. I feel it. Today I can feel that I can help people and that they can help me. It is a new and exciting feeling for me to care for someone, to care what they are feeling, hoping for, praying for, to know their sadness, joy, sorrow, grief, and horror, to want to share those feelings so that someone can have relief. I feel I never knew how to do this or how to try. I never even cared. The fellowship of AA and God are teaching me how to care about others.
For a really, really long time, like when I was out getting high or doing whatever I was doing, I only cared about people as far as they were useful to me. You know, if they had money that I could get from them, if they had drugs that I could get from them, if they had a place for me to stay or a car that I could get a ride in, that's how much I cared about that person. If they had nothing to offer me, I didn't care about them. They didn't matter.
So you're an opportunist.
Pretty much, yeah. And then, you know, I came into 12-step programs. I started trying to get sober. And first, I was really struck by how much people seemed to care about me because I knew I had nothing to offer. You know, I live in a halfway house. Like, my clothes came out of a donation bin. Like, I'm not working. And so I was constantly plagued by that. Like, why are they being nice to me? What do they want out of this? And it was kind of weird to have people just genuinely care about me. And it took some time, but eventually as I kept doing this, as I kept working the program, as I kept hanging out with these people, I started to notice that I cared about them, and not because they had money or drugs or a ride or a house or anything that I could take from them. I genuinely cared about their well-being. And I had never felt that before. You know, even for my family, even before I had started getting high, I just never connected with people like that. You know, and it's kind of a cool thing, and it's something I've noticed that if I drift away from this work, I drift away from that feeling. I start to isolate and disconnect myself from people, and just generally, it's not even that I dislike people, it's that I just don't care anymore, you know? And it's a very numb and unpleasant feeling to not care.
Yeah, for me, the same thing happened, and I was an opportunist, too. I just had to call I had to call you out on it, try to make you feel bad for a second. but people did that for me too, and I remember asking them, what do you want from me? You know, like I would make them cry. Like one of my best friends today, I had lived with her, and out of the blue we'd be coming back from hanging out with a bunch of people and sober people, you know, and I'm like, just tell me already, you know, like what do you want from me? Because there's no way you're just this happy, bubbly, nice person, like it's a lie, you know, can I just be a happy person? She oh my gosh. But, and that's how I lived my life, and that's how I felt all the time. And I did, when I hit my bottom or whatever you want to call it, and I did what these people did, I became a happy person. I became one of those people, you know, and when I feel better about myself, right, when I make it out of the chains of addiction and I don't have the desire to get high anymore and I don't have that crazy thought, okay, hold on, no, because I still have crazy thoughts, let's be honest, but I don't spend every minute of every day thinking about getting high or not getting high. And I start to learn how to be part of life and how to love myself. And when I love myself, I end up caring about others, right? I just do. I don't know if that comes from the people of this program carrying that to me, you know, and it might. But it's not just like I owe it to the next person anymore. I don't always feel like that. I just want to help, right? And I have to have boundaries because I'll send myself over ship if I don't, you know, yeah. But I know what it's like. So, like, if it's another addict or alcoholic or not, I know what it feels like to have pain and to feel alone and sad and miserable. And if I can try to help somebody not feel like that, that's so rewarding just in itself, mm-hmm. you know, because I think, like, anybody who did that for me, even when I was chaotic and out there on the streets, some people still did that, you know, and I've never forgotten those people. I didn't get it. I'm like, this is weird. Okay. Like, why are you being so nice? But I'm not going to fight it, you know, because I can get something from you.
Yeah.
But I didn't forget the genuineness of it, you know. Mm. But there's no way I would even comprehend any of this. Or really anything except for myself, if it weren't for the program.
Yeah, you know, I remember early in sobriety, a friend passed away to the disease, and then not 2 weeks after that, another one did. Mm-hmm. Maybe about 2 months after that, a really close friend of mine relapsed and just stayed out there using. And I remember going to my sponsor, and I was really upset. I was angry. I was sad. I was all of these emotions mixed into one. I was like, why am I even feeling this way? Like, it was like, because you care. And they were really foreign emotions to me. Like, I didn't get it, you know, at the time. And I sure didn't want to feel all those emotions. And he was like, all right, well, now you just have to know how to process these things. You know, he's like, you're softened. You know, drugs and alcohol are totally are out of your system by now, mm-hmm. for the most part. And he's like, and you're experiencing these emotions, and you don't like them, and it's okay. You don't have to like them. You just have to learn to identify them and see the good in it. And he was like, you're caring about people. And he was like, and so what you have to do now is you have to go and you have to give that care out to the people who need it.
Right.
You know, go work with someone else. You know, And so today, that's, you know, I'm a little bit more sober than I was then, mm-hmm. you know, gotten a little bit more time, learned a few things. And it's almost getting to a point where it's just natural for me to care for people. And I've even had those people like, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want anything. Like, you know, I just want to help. I'm a nice person, like, question mark.
So creepy. Like, no, weird. You don't want to help me. Yeah. I know you don't.
But I can put myself in their shoes because at one point in time, I was that person, just like you said, like, mm-hmm. what do you want from me? Mm-hmm. You know, like, why are you doing this? Because for so long in my addiction, I was only nice to someone if they were going to do something for me.
Right.
So... yeah, I really liked the reading, and I did like the first part of the reading from As Bill Sees It. It says, we're brothers in our defects, you know, like, if I, in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, if I don't have anything in common with you, we have a few of the same character defects.
I want to be perfect just like you do.
Yeah, we can come to a common ground.
We will claw until we beat each other to that perfection.
On a few things, we're going to have some things in common, and I thought that was worth mentioning.
So something that I thought about, very short, but the pay it forward, you know? It's like we get to live every day in that pay it forward feeling. And if anybody has ever done it, we all know it feels good. You know, paying for the person's food behind you in Taco Bell or wherever, and they're like, oh, my God, and you don't know. You don't know that person is, like, digging out penny. You don't know. You know, they could be needing to feed their kid, mm-hmm. for all you know, you know?
Yeah.
I said you know a lot, okay? I'm done.
Well, thank you, Madison. Thanks, Corey. Thank you, guys. Join us next week for more reflections.
And more fun stuff.
That's it. I can't say that.